It's Mattress Firm's 4th of July sale with a preview of our free event. This Friday through Sunday, enjoy our Father's Day deal and get a free adjustable bed base when you spend just $399. And get two free memory foam pillows and a free mattress protector when you take home your new bed for just $599. Plus, save up to $400 store-wide. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
Good morning. It's Psych and MJ. A little bit different from our typical Psych and MJ in the morning show this morning. Bright and early on a Sunday. It's plugged into Long Island on 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. This morning, MJ, we are so lucky to have with us, very excited to have with us, Christine Fitzpatrick. She is the director and the founder of League of Yes. You might remember, MJ, chosen as our Psych and MJ Give Us the Goods Charity of the Month for the month of, I believe it was February, was it
February.
Not?
February. I remember when we actually sat down to go through the charities that we wanted, that we picked for that month. Well, the charity that we picked for that month. We read your description.
Mm-hmm.
And instantly, I remember saying first, that's the one that we're going to work with this month.
Thank you.
Then, you know, not that there was any debate about it. It was just a unanimous, like, yeah, that's the one that we want this month. You work with children with disabilities and have them on a baseball team. That's what your charity does, correct?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
So for those out there that might not know the details or the who, what, where of League of Yes, in short, as best you can, give us a little description as to what League of Yes is and does for our Long Island community.
First, I just need to say thank you so much. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here. We are so grateful. The League of Yes is a baseball program for children, like we like to say, with all abilities. Mm-hmm. To play baseball, and it's set in a judgment-free zone, so it's non-competitive. Every child gets up a bat. Every child scores a home run. While they're in the outfield, we have an amazing volunteer system, so they have buddies in the outfield to protect them from flying balls. And I'm not going to lie, there's like dance parties going on, some duck-duck-goose, all socially accepted. And we love it because, again, it's judgment-free. The kids are there to be outside exercising and making friendships and having a great time.
Is there an age range that you have to be between to join this league?
No, we do not choose to have an age range because, again, people with disabilities could be 20 years
right.
old but may, you know, have an intellect of a 4 or 5-year-old. So we don't discriminate on any level at all. We're the League of Yes because we don't say no.
Gotcha.
So and it really is. That's how we came up with the name because we would tell the parents all the time, especially in the beginning, they would ask a million questions because their children have so much physical therapy. Can they come at this time? Can they be on this team? And we're like, yes, this is your league. It's the League of Yes. We're
right.
never going to say no to
mm-hmm.
you. So with that, we take everybody.
Psych and MJ plugged into Long Island 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB this morning, speaking with Christine Fitzpatrick, the director and founder of League of Yes, an organization right here on our island helping children of all abilities learn how to play the game of baseball. And of course, the spring is upon us. Mets, Yankees, baseball has started up. You talk about League of Yes being the League of Yes because you don't say no. But the word no, I mean, obviously, it's very difficult to avoid the word no in everyday life. And no matter what you do, there's always difficulties and challenges. So with the League of Yes, what are some of the challenges that you encounter on a day-to-day basis?
You know, one of the challenges that we do encounter is having the kids show up, to be quite honest with you. So we could have a team of 25 and, you know, we want to start at 9 o'clock and we'll have our buddies there at 8:30 and we're ready to go. But one of the biggest challenges are more so for the parents. So whether their child's having an off day mm-hmm. or, you know, if they have to get them into their wheelchair and things just aren't working out right. So we try to delay the game just a little bit. And obviously they're welcome even though we start to play. So that's one of our challenges. And another challenge for the league in itself is really word of mouth, of getting the word out that this program exists. If I had a dollar for every parent after they come to their first game and said, you know, why haven't I heard about this sooner? I would probably be a millionaire.
Hmm. So why did you choose to do something like this? It's such a different idea.
Yeah.
You know, people, they have music therapy. They do all these kinds of things. And you never think sports. You never, because it's so sad that this limitation is put on these people, mm-hmm. on these individuals. So, yeah. So it's so sad that people don't, you know, it's because they're in a wheelchair or they're, you know, they have some sort of quote unquote disability. They can't do something. But why did you see an opportunity for them to do something that's so physically challenging? I mean, I can't play baseball. You know what I mean? I don't run. I'm not a good runner. But, right, you know, why something so out, like, different.
Yeah, I appreciate you picking up on that. Well, the reason why I personally got involved in the league in itself, I actually was asked to be on a board up in Westchester many moons ago when I was in the turf industry, and I was looking to do networking, being completely honest. And first play of the game, and back that up a second, you know, we were going to board meetings every week. We were raising money. I had no idea what I was about to get myself into. I'm a softball player. I was a javelin thrower in college and a high jumper. So I'm an athlete through and through. And but again, to your point, you know, you don't take people with disabilities in sports, right? And you put them together. But it was the first play of the game up in Westchester. This beautiful boy, Julian, got up to bat, and he has cerebral palsy. And he can't communicate. And his aide said to me, you know, don't expect a lot from him. He doesn't have any facial expressions. There's an index card, two of them on his wheelchair that says yes and no. And that's how he communicates. You ask him a question, he'll look at either yes or no. Well, this beautiful boy got up at bat. His buddy hit the ball from him, got behind him on his wheelchair, ran him around first, second, came whipping around third. I'm at home plate. Again, first player. And this boy, I get a chill every time I tell this story. This boy had the most amazing smile that I've ever witnessed in my life, from ear to ear. And I get emotional. Yeah. It just struck me so much in my heart, because don't tell me that this kid doesn't have facial expressions.
Right.
You know, what was telling me is that he's been sad, like he hasn't had any joy. This simple getting up and going around the bases brought him so much joy that he had this most amazing smile, and I was done. That was it. It was struck in my heart, and I continued going up every weekend with my kids for 2 years. And then I decided, how come we don't have this on Long Island?
Yeah.
And that's when I decided that I was going to bring the program onto Long Island, not having an idea or a clue of what I was doing.
Yeah, that's so fascinating, too, because instantly, and don't take offense to this, instantly when you hear, you know, founder, you instantly think it's close to home. Like, you had a child with a disability that you wanted to, you know, socialize, but it wasn't like that. You know, I wasn't expecting that story. So that's really cool that you actually took it from another person's, you know, a perspective who you barely knew, you just met that day.
Well, and you know what, to be quite honest with you, a parent with a child with special needs, they are so devoted to their child 24/7, they don't have the time. This is a lot of work.
Yeah.
This is a lot of work that has gone behind this league to bring us where we are today. The parents just couldn't do it. They don't have the energy. Yeah. They're exhausted. So this is our way of giving back to the parents on a Saturday, where for the first time they get to stand back and watch their child at play. And it was so funny. I had this one woman that I thought was like actually getting angry with me. And she's like, well, I don't understand this. My son goes out and he plays baseball. Well, what do I do? And I said, well, you get to sit in the stands with the other.
And enjoy.
You get a break.
And she was like looking at me like, well, I don't understand. And I'm like, this is what parents do with their kids in baseball, right? They go and they sit on the sidelines with the other parents and they talk. And what we didn't know at that time, that what an amazing network it became for the parents, that they all started talking to each other and they're exchanging ideas and different insurances, different doctors, different therapies. It's become like an amazing family. And we even had a couple of our parents spin off to their own nonprofit that they all met down at my league called Share the Voice, where they give away now adaptive tricycles that are like $3,000. They give them to these families so their children can have it, and we didn't see that,
and
which
it's
is
so
amazing.
Interesting that you mentioned that, because when I look at charities, I always look at it from the perspective of, I mean, and all charities are great charities, but the really good ones are the ones that they execute their purpose, but at the same time execute so many other purposes. It's more than just one thing that you're going after, and it seems that you've done that with the League of Yes. We're talking with Christine Fitzpatrick from the League of Yes. She's the director and founder of League of Yes, an organization right here on the island, encouraging and training and helping kids of all abilities learn how to play the great game, America's pastime, baseball. Two things I noticed about you when you walked in. So the handshake is so firm. I was like, this woman's an athlete. I know 100% she was an athlete or is an athlete. And two, watching you get emotional with this story instantly made me wonder, okay, this isn't just somebody that does this for a living. This is personal to her. This is something emotional. What's your background? Where did you grow up? What did you do growing up that kind of, you know, drove you down this lane? Where did you originally start with charity work? What's your background?
I actually grew up listening to your station right here in East Islip. So I'm an EI girl, been an athlete all my life. I lived the gymnastic life as a kid with my sisters. You know, you get up, you go to school, go to gym, homework, repeat the next day. I was a big softball player. Okay. That was my love and that was my passion. It's a long other story of how I ended up throwing a javelin in college, but I did and was a high jumper.
What'd you major in?
So athletic administration and education.
Okay.
So you're like a real athlete. Like do your kids play sports too?
I played women's professional football.
Wow.
That was a bucket lister. Never
that's the
again.
Handshake.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and it wasn't the lingerie league. I hear people say that all the
so
time.
Funny.
I'm like, no, it was not. This was full on, full gear, and I would never do it again. And I have so much of an appreciation for football players to begin with, and then, you know, really playing and understanding everything. I'm like, oh, kudos to you guys. But as far as the charity is concerned, you know, I was definitely that little kid that I used to sneak out all the time and I would drive my mother nuts. I don't know if you guys grew up around here, but in East Islip, there was the Little Flower Nursing Home.
Yep.
And my mother would find me up there and I would just be like dancing for the elderly,
awesome.
Putting on a little gymnastic show. I used to do gymnastic like modeling for the seniors for them to do drawing and stuff. So, you know, I've always had a pull for the elderly and the disabled, but there was never like a certain thing until that one day that really, really
resonated.
And it just became a part of my life. Like there's no second thought. There's no if in this conversation. There's no if about this league. It was going to happen. And it was when and where, and now being involved in our ninth year, between all of the families that we have met. I mean, unfortunately, we've lost a couple kids along the way, but watching a lot of our children's transformation. I mean, I've seen kids with autism that had such terrible noise sensory, that are getting up and hitting the ball and high-fiving people. And this one boy on my team, Clay, when I first met him, he couldn't even look you in the eyes. His eyes would be all over. And like last Saturday when I saw him during our indoor practice, he's handshakes, looks at me right in the eye. And and it's just it's amazing. But I'm madly in love with all these kids. I'm madly in love with their families. And, you know, this league will persevere one way or another.
Sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's just so funny because I have a background in education. I have taught special needs kids. They were, you know, integrated. And it's so funny because even when they're in school, they're taken out of classrooms and they're put in OT and PT and speech and all these things. So they're not really they're not able to socialize with their classmates on a normal, I guess, quote unquote level. I don't like to use that word, but that's what it is. So when you have something like this where you have children who are similar, who are alike in many ways, and they're unique. I don't want to say different. They're unique. They're, you know, they have their qualities that are not the same, you know, and some kids can't relate to that. Most kids can't, you know, everybody has their qualities that are off or you know, not the same as, you know, somebody else. But you put these kids in a people put these kids in a category, like I said before, where they can't do something or they shouldn't do something because they might get hurt or they don't know how to do it.
Right.
But how, you know, for you to start something like this where they are able to learn how to do this and you are giving them that
It's awesome.
Belief system, I guess, of I know you can do this. I know that you're capable of it. And just
the
because
chance,
you're in
yeah.
a wheelchair, you can't yeah. verbalize what you want. You are go ahead, give yeah. it a try. Because I can only imagine how hard it is as a parent to even, you know, pass on a Saturday morning, drive past a Little League field and see all the other kids playing and knowing, you know, my kid can't do that.
Right.
But then you hear something like this and it just gives that hope back because,
yeah.
you know, it's so refreshing to hear.
It's plugged into Long Island, 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. Psych and MJ, still in the morning, just a little bit different than when you normally hear us or how you normally hear us, talking with Christine Fitzpatrick, the director and founder of League of Yes, which was selected as our Psych and MJ Give Us the Goods Charity of the Month for the month of February. It's an organization right here on the island that takes kids of all abilities and teaches them the game of baseball. So many questions. First of all, so how do you find your volunteers? How can one become a volunteer? Where does the equipment come from? Where do all of the necessities and the needs in order to run the League of Yes, which, by the way, games on Saturdays.
Yep.
And what location?
We are at the Amphitheater in Bald Hill
okay.
in Farmingville, and we're at Eisenhower
awesome.
Park.
Cool. All right, cool. And spectators can come out and watch these games
all
as well,
day
right?
Long.
So where does the necessity come? Where do you find the necessities, the things you need to run on a weekly basis now in two locations for League of Yes? Where does all of this come from?
And that's a great question because the backbone of our program are our volunteers. We call them buddies, which stands for because unbelievable dedication deserves you.
Wow.
And
you know
I
what?
Have.
That's on the back of the
it's
shirt.
It's on the back
and
of
I
the shirt.
There was a kid named Buddy that this was started for. That was one of my questions, but then you answered
yeah,
it, so
that's,
I went
that's,
on.
That's a t shirt.
That was one of
yeah.
my questions. It was Buddy.
Well, you know, when we started back in 2010, we had literally maybe 30 volunteers for the first 6 weeks. Last year, we had 1,500.
Wow,
that's awesome.
1,500 kids. So the kids want to come back every year. And, well, first of all, to be a buddy, you can just go to our website, which is leagueofyes.org, and you can go to register to be a buddy. You get a T-shirt, we feed you lunch, and you get your community service. So this has been a big program. With community service. But our big hope in the very beginning when starting the Volunteer Buddy Program really was to help break the barrier mm-hmm. of bullying. So, you know, we have the word of ignorance, which I don't think, you know, sometimes ignorance is used in a bad way, but it's not. Ignorance is what it is. It's the not knowing.
Right.
Right?
It's, yeah. Lack
so
of knowledge. Yeah.
It's a lack of knowledge. And, you know, I'm a mom, two kids, and, you know, my job as a mother was to mold them. They're a piece of clay, right? So mm-hmm. you have to give them the understanding. And having the volunteers come down at a young age, it does break that barrier
right.
to say, you know, here's your guy. You're with him, her, all day long. And it just gives them a sense of ease and peace that, you know, they can reach out and be friends with somebody that's not as the same as them. And I have to tell you, one of my favorite group that I see that are just amazing down at the field, I mean, girls are great because innately, you know, we
yeah,
have that.
Yeah.
We do. But when I see the young boys from like 10 to 14, 15, and it's like for a couple hours, they don't have to be the tough guys.
Right.
They
yeah.
can be that loving, that caring.
Right. Yep.
I have to show you, there's something in my purse. This one boy came down and he fell in love. He was 12 years old from Patrick Med, the junior baseball team. And he saw that if he raised $500, we'd put a sign up at the field. He literally went home that day and ripped off the cover of a baseball. Mm. Our symbol has the heart in it. And he took the baseball and he flipped it around and he sewed it together. He sold them for $20, by the way. I bought five.
Wow.
But whatever. So he went and he sold he sold over $1,000 worth.
Oh my
wow.
God.
So
wow.
he
yeah.
came back and he gave us $500 and he gave somebody else $500 and started his own little organization called Hearts for a Cause, which I thought was amazing. So, you know, to us this sounds great and it's also great for the kids and the parents, but for the community, what it has done. I could go on and on with stories. I know we don't have that much time, but what it has done for our volunteers throughout the community and just changing their perspective.
Yes.
You know, and maybe being that one now that will hold a door for a kid in a wheelchair yeah. or a walker or be a little bit more impatient with a child that has
right.
autism or something or that stutters. You know, so, you know, we can't change the world, but hey, if we can change one or two, you know, kids during our, you know, program, well done.
That's something else is, you know, teenagers or kids, you know, 10 to 17, whatever, they get this label. And, you know, boys a lot of the time get a label that they just, it's not a good one. They're teenagers, they're mean, and they, you know, whatever
they smell.
It is. And then you put them in a scenario where you get to break that. And they might be like that, at, you know, at school where they have to put on a show.
Yep.
You know, and then they're out of that environment and you put them in an environment where they can actually help, or they don't have to be that guy anymore, you know, the cool guy or
right.
something, and you see them break out of a shell, I guess, and you're helping more than just these kids with disabilities. You're helping other, you know, these kids
buddies.
That are just, you know, they're putting on a show. They're not being themselves. Maybe you're seeing the real them, and that gives them a break from having to, you know, be somebody that they might not want to be but feel
exactly.
they have to be. So that's really cool too.
Talking with Christine Fitzpatrick, the director and founder of League of Yes. It's plugged into Long Island 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. Psych and MJ this morning talking with the League of Yes. They don't say no. That's why they're the League of Yes, an organization right here on the island teaching kids of all abilities how to play the game of baseball. We got a couple minutes left, so I really want to hit home on some of these other questions. The games are only on Saturday, and you have two locations that you do these games. What about the off days? I mean, the Sunday through Friday, like what happens during the week? Are there practices? Are there ways for people to get involved and be buddies during the week? You know, do you need equipment shopping trips? What happens in between the days that when there are no games?
We could always use equipment shopping. One of our biggest needs for us are the softballs. They're yellow softballs because a lot of times the kids tend to take them home with them, you know, little shiny things, and that's okay. But, you know, during the week, we don't have practice. And the reason being is, again, the hardest part of this whole organization is getting the volunteers. So
I would think it's getting the kids out.
Right.
And
well,
the
kids are they're exhausted by the end of the day.
Yeah.
But if I don't, Christine Fitzpatrick cannot be out there with 30 kids and keeping them safe more than anything else and running around with them. So, like I said earlier, the buddies are the backbone of this whole entire program. That's what makes it work. And it's so difficult because they have all their activities during the week to be able to line that up. I mean, we're trying to just to finish out our season for spring right now of getting all of our buddies in line, and we're working on the fall right now. This is how far out in advance that we have to get people to commit. But I would love to do something during the week. But again, with the kids themselves, they're so exhausted. Like you said, you hit it right on the head, you know, with they're in PT and OT and
speech
everything, everything is learning. And when we first started this, I did have somebody say, well, you know what, we're going to teach them how to, and I went, no, there will be no teaching.
Right.
And
it's
one of the
fun, yeah.
It's one of the biggest things that the parents love about us is none of us have a background in special ed.
Right.
And I remember this one dad, I had honored him at one of our gala's a couple years back, and I didn't realize this story because I'm just being me. I can be a little nutty. And, like, the first time he came down to the field, his son, John, he is deaf. He can't see all that well. He's in a walker, and he pulled up, and he goes, and this crazy lady just came running to my car that I'm like, there's no way my kid can play baseball. And she literally unbuckled him, took him out of my kid, and left. I'm like, oh, my God, I did do that. I'm sorry.
You literally took him out to the ballgame.
I did. I totally did. And it was adorable because my son happened to be his buddy. He was no bigger than 2.5 feet.
That's awesome.
My son's 6'2".
Oh, that's
so
cute.
You know, just very funny like that. And, no, it's all great. And I would love for more kids to get involved. And I would love to be able to do something during the week. But, again, we just don't have the volunteers. But thank you. I will take those softballs, though.
Yeah, you know what? It just made me think about it. Me and MJ are always looking for, like, ways we can do good in the community. And, MJ, that might be something that we can put together. I know commitment right now because I don't know what the process would be. But, you know, you raise money. I mean, we should just raise some softballs. Let's see if people will stop by and donate some softballs.
What? They have to be special softballs. They can't just be those hard softballs, right?
No, no hard balls. But you can get them anywhere.
I've seen those softballs that people play with in high school, and they're not soft.
Oh, no.
And they're big. Like, they're very big.
They'll hurt you.
Yeah.
They'll hurt you.
They're the yellow spongy ones.
They're the yellow spongy ones. And we do have a beep ball because we have a couple kids that are blind that we will play with one of those, but we have plenty of them. But yeah, just the softballs in themselves. And getting back to commitment, you just struck something with me. Just so people know, our commitment level is nothing. We don't want to scare anybody away as far as commitment. So thank you for bringing that up. For a kid that wants to come volunteer, dude, you can come one day, you can come 12 days.
Right.
You know, all we want is for you to come to the field and have this experience.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely. It's Christine Fitzpatrick, the director and founder of League of Yes, an organization right here on Long Island, helping kids of all abilities to learn and play the game of baseball. It's plugged into Long Island, 106.1 BLI and 102.3 WBAB. Christine, I want to get really serious for a second. Do your kids know how badass of a mom you are?
Yeah, for real.
You know, you would think, right? And it was so funny. When my little guy was, when I was playing women's professional football, one of the kids even said, like, dude, do you know how awesome your mom is? And they're like busy in their little game and kind of looking at her like, no, she yells at me.
They know how cool their parents are.
She yells at me and tells me to brush my teeth. No, no, I don't think so.
But she just tackled another league. Yeah. She just tackled Jack's mom.
But you know, I do have to say, I got to give a little plug to my kids. My oldest son right now is in Japan. He moved to Japan.
Wow.
Yeah, which is awesome. And my youngest.
How old is your oldest son?
He's 24. Wow. And my youngest is going to St. John's next year. And my kids have been amazing. They never once complained. And, I mean, I've been doing this since 2005. They've never one time. Actually, my oldest son did complain once. I found him in my car as I couldn't find him at the field. And he was hysterical crying. And I'm like, oh, my God, baby, what's wrong? He's like, I did not get a player today.
Oh, my God.
So that was his only complaint.
Look, and he fled to Japan because
of that. You know, yeah. Forget it. I'm out of here. I'm going to Japan to help somebody else.
Well, Christine Fitzpatrick, thank you so much for not only coming in today and sharing your stories of the League of Yes, They Don't Say No, Long Island. It's an organization right here on the island helping kids of all abilities to learn and play the game of baseball. LeagueofYes.org. For more info, anything you want to leave us with, the next 60 seconds are yours. Go.
Yeah, I just, you know, I want to welcome any parent that that they don't think that their child can play to come down and give it a try. And I will even throw it out there like I've done every single year. If you do not have the financial means, you can come down and play for free. So we do not want a child to miss out on this opportunity. And I will say very quickly, too, one of the other really big pluses is the friendships. Friendships are the hardest thing for kids with disabilities, especially with autism, to make friends. And our network has grown so big, and the friendships have been amazing. So for the parents out there that, you know, their kids, especially on the spectrum, that they want to make friends, come on out to our league, and you're going to end up meeting your best friend. So thank you guys so much for having us.
No need to thank us.
Yes,
Psych and
MJ's
Give Us the Goods Charity of the Month for the month of February. And, of course, if you want to suggest a charity that you think is doing some really good work in your community, WBLI.com, just click on that Psych and MJ Give Us the Goods Charity of the Month. And who knows, maybe we will select them 1 month this year and put them on a Plugged Into Long Island episode. 106.1 BLI, 102.3 WBAB. It's Psych and MJ with Christine Fitzpatrick, the director and founder of League of Yes. You can find them online at leagueofyes.org.
This Saturday only, Old Navy's famous flip-flops are $1. Plus, get free flip-flops when you spend $24 or more in-store or online. Saturday only at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 6/15, solid color only, limit 10 in stores, 5 online, free offer valid before noon PST.